fire to the right side. Caught by Diggs. Stay on.
It's time to talk fantasy football with TheAthletic.com's Brendan Funston.
Rodgers throws for the end zone. It is caught.
Derek Carr is showing off.
Brought to you by the Emerald Queen Casino. The beautiful, brand new Emerald Queen Casino. Located on I-5 in Tacoma is now open.
Gurley diving across the goal line.
Mahomes to throw for the end zone. Kelsey with a grab in the middle of the end zone. Touchdown. Wilson's going to run.
Now with Brendan Funston, here's Ian Furness.
It's a special edition, an emergency edition, I'll call it, of fantasy football. Brendan Funston, thanks to the Emerald Queen Casino. Thursday, Thanksgiving, we're off. Every year we kind of run into this. We decide, what should we do? This year, the response, I'll be honest with you, has been so crazy overwhelming with people firing off massive amounts of text right at 1 o'clock
because of my stupid rule, and it just makes me happy.
Yeah, old Lord Chalky. And
we don't do that one on this show.
And because of that, though, like, people are, they're crazy, they're fanatical.
I love it.
And in the past, we've given like Brendan the week off Thanksgiving. We can't do that, Funston, with you this year because too many people need advice. We're getting down the home stretch. So I thank you for doing this on a Wednesday at 2:45, my friend. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I was actually enjoying commiserating with Curtis about Russell Wilson and all the bad things that are going on there. So I actually needed that. That was a little bit of therapy for me just to get that out while I was waiting for you guys to bring me on here. So I appreciate that. And happy holidays to you guys.
And to you as well, my friend. All right, here we go. I'll do the latest text in a second. Kevin, you'll do the ones that came in.
I got them ready.
What time did our first ones come in?
You know, I will say, because it's a Wednesday, I'm going to give a little grace.
Okay.
Because we had three that came in a second after 1 o'clock.
Wow.
So we were a little slow, but it's okay because I appreciate the shift on days. It's understandable.
And no phone calls today. We're just going to do a quick segment of text. So fire away.
All right. Curtis, hit the music. 206, half-point PPR for Brandon, Flex, Gaskin, or Pitts?
I'm gonna go Myles Gaskin because he's looking like he's in line for 20 plus touches most weeks now. They got Duke Johnson backing up. They inactivated Savon Ahmed last week, but they're really just leaning into Gaskin in terms of volume. So for that reason, give me Gaskin.
I gotta tell you, I love that this is going on right here. We have two different people that sent the same text within 3 seconds of each other, wondering about Cam or Jimmy G.
Cam Newton, you can bank on the rushing numbers, and you can complete passes to Christian McCaffrey and DJ Moore, even if you're not a very good passer, which is the case with Cam Newton.
All right, PPR need one. I'm guessing where you're going on this, Miles Sanders or Myles Gaskin?
Yeah, you know, Miles Sanders is back in the mix because Jordan Howard's out, and he's back in the lead, but I will take, because of the matchup, take Myles Gaskin ever so slightly over Miles Sanders.
Okay, this one's for Ian. No fantasy question. Just wanted to say go Cougs. And that came in 5 seconds after 1 o'clock.
Go
so
Cougs.
Here we go. Two receivers in a PPR. Godwin, Waddle, or Huggins? Mm.
Higgins. Yeah, let's go with Godwin and Waddle. I think those are the two safest choices there.
All right. Let's see. Do you ever have Eric Moore, the former Coug, on the show?
No.
Okay, that's it. Only six today, right around 1 o'clock. But again, because it was a different day, I accept the fact that we're a little slower than normal on those ones. Let's go.
Let's go to the recent ones. Need one non-PPR league. Mixon, McCaffrey, Swift. Actually need two of those three.
Mixon, McCaffrey, and Swift. Wow.
No PPR.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go with DeAndre Swift, who's rushing over 130 yards rushing each of the last 2 weeks. And you can't sit Christian McCaffrey. So that's tough as I hate to say. You're going to have to sit Joe Mixon there.
Who does Detroit play?
Detroit's playing Chicago. They've been
Swift,
a mixed bag. But
Swift
Hicks is
game.
Out. Yeah.
Okay. Bucks or Colts defense?
Ooh, let's go with. I'm doing a quick check on the schedule here. I'm going to go with. I got to go Bucks. I think you could do better though. I mean, honestly,
I know you hate defense. You know what the problem is? Defenses can make or break you every week, man. You get negative points from your defense, and it's over.
Well,
here's
the deal. I think you could do better with Jacksonville against Atlanta at home this week.
There's your defensive answer.
There we go. Nobody
would have thought that.
That reason, I'm okay with that question because there was a good answer from Brandon.
Dak Prescott or Aaron Rodgers and his COVID toe?
Let's go with Aaron Rodgers.
Hey, guys, non-PPR, Cam or Rodgers? Here's another one for Rodgers. Cam Newton or Rodgers?
Wow. I actually have Cam Newton ranked ahead of Aaron Rodgers. Wow. Yeah. I mean, he's averaging.
What world are we living in, man? Funston, come on.
Look at 17 games. He's averaging about 40 rushing yards and has 14 rushing touchdowns in 17 games. You're basically getting a rushing TD per game and the equivalent of a passing TD in rushing yards per game
him. And they still use him goal line, right?
They still use him goal line. Yeah, he has more touchdowns inside the 5-yard line since he came into the league than anybody else, and that includes all running backs.
And it's everyone amazing. That has Christian McCaffrey just hates that with a passion.
Yeah. It's amazing when you know exactly what's coming and they still can't stop it.
Need three. Mike Evans, Michael Pittman, DJ Moore, Kyle Pitts.
I'm going to go ahead and sit Kyle Pitts. He's the only guy in that offense, and it's been easy to kind of like just bracket him and take him out.
Has he been a disappointment?
I don't think so. I don't think anybody blames the fact that there is no Calvin Ridley now to kind of take attention away, and Cordero Patterson's probably not going to play again. So, you know, it's not really his fault that he's when you're being double, triple teamed. But, you know, he was on a roll, and then Ridley went out, and then Cordero Patterson got hurt. That hadn't happened. He was on his way to having a great rookie season.
I need one. Deontay Johnson, Miles Sanders, Tyler Lockett. Thanks, and have a great Thanksgiving. That's from Mike in Edmonds.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Deontay Johnson there, always getting double-figure targets.
Sure as hell aren't taking Tyler Lockett if you need him and have other options these days.
Speaking of sadness with that, how about this question? Russell Wilson or Taylor Heinicke?
Oh, God.
Guys, I have Taylor Heinicke ranked ahead of Russell Wilson. I mean, you guys watch the same game as I do. 20 drives without a touchdown. It's not just a soft matchup. That's the problem here.
Wow.
I'll wrap it up with this. I got two questions. Russell Wilson or Geno Smith?
I got to find a coin here. Let me find my coin.
Kevin did that yesterday for Fact or Fiction.
It's going to get me a win.
And my final question, Sam Heward or Dylan Morris?
Sam Heward.
You can only start one.
give me the devil I don't know, right?
Yes.
Oh, goodness. Hey, if people didn't get their questions answered and they've got games tomorrow, not just one game, we got three tomorrow.
Yeah.
Where should they go, my man?
They should go to The Athletic. We front-loaded a lot of content for this week to make sure you're ready for Turkey Day. I'll have my rankings up shortly later on. And, you know, this is the time of year where we offer the best subscription prices to The Athletic. So if you want to, you know, enjoy some very informed reading in the sports world, go check it out. Subscribe. And if you click on my rankings and subscribe that way, it always is a feather in my cap and it'd be much appreciated.
Well, go help out Funston, huh? He's doing good stuff out there.
$12 for a year.
Yeah,
I think it's better than that right now.
What?
So
yeah, somebody compared it to, remember the old National newspaper, National.
Yeah,
remember that?
I've heard of
Frank
it,
DeFord, right?
Yeah, it was phenomenal and it was so good. Well, like that's what this is. Like you have everything you could want locally and nationally. You guys do such a great job, and it's cheaper than say the other real national newspaper called the USA Today. And you guys do a lot better job.
Go
check it out. And they subscribe now, paywall action for the USA Today. So that's why wouldn't you get The Athletic? Do yourself a favor as a sports fan. It's a must read. Okay, Funston, happy Thanksgiving. We are thankful for you to come on every week. Next week, we'll do it again in the normal time on Thursday. Have a great one with you and your family, all right?
Awesome. Appreciate you guys. You too.